thank you for tuning in to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on WMFO 91.5 in Medford. I am your usual host, Zane. Owen couldn't make it this week. He's a little tied up. Lucky for you, we got a special treat. A rare guest host on Entry Level Hipster Garbage. You want to introduce yourself? What's your DJ name? Then you gotta come up with one.
It's just Charlie.
Is your mic on? Speak.
It definitely is not.
Speak again?
Yes.
Okay, folks. guest host is having some trouble. We're gonna get that fixed and get back to you. Just wanted to let you know we started off with the new song from High Sun and the Hidden Staff. With their song Raindrops. It's a new single. I think it's pretty good, pretty relaxed. Good start. I don't know, we'll be checking in. Hopefully we can get these mics working. Stay tuned. I'm like pretty sure. Yeah.
Sugar's bowl must rise and fall. I'll be there to see you through. Just as long as there is time. I will never leave your side. And the bill of that you feel that my love is not sincere. I will never betray my heart. I will never betray my heart. I will never betray my heart. Yeah. Oh. Like the breeze that blows in June, I will still keep you cool. This I swear.
Thank you. Okay, folks, we got everything fixed up, and by that I mean we realized it was actually working all along, and we were probably just shouting at you over the airwaves, but the good news is that no one was listening, so no one noticed that I'm completely incapable of doing the show without Owen. Owen, if you're listening, please come back. Okay, now we've got a special game for our guest host here that I'm stealing from Pitchfork. That they do with the artists called Over Under, where they name things and you say if they're overrated or underrated and why.
Okay.
Because I wanted hot takes for the listeners. I wanted hot takes, but she was claiming she didn't have any hot takes.
I'm not as controversial as you. You have so many opinions.
Oh, I have the most hot takes. First one, just talking about this. Everyone who's in TDC changes their Facebook profile picture and says, oh, clever little line. Come see me and some other tough students dance on stage this Saturday in the Boston Tea Darty, and this is the theme of my dance and why it's so quirky and fun. The shows literally sell out in 2 minutes. So to whom are you promoting this? There aren't going to be any more sales because of your promo. There aren't any more tickets available.
You gotta let it go.
It's just, what's the purpose of advertising something that's not available?
They're promoting how happy they are to be in the dance.
Good for them. I don't care.
I know, like, you don't care.
Okay, we're playing this game. First thing, overrated or underrated, Amish people.
Under.
Why?
Honestly, I just bat something out. I have no basis for this.
But what's your opinion on Amish people? I think they're pretty low rated. People give the Amish people a hard time.
Yeah, they're just doing their thing out there.
Right?
Yeah.
They live a more wholesome life. They're really better than us. That's why people hate them, because they're better than us.
Yeah, and then they come to New York and they're like, I'm going to have like a great... No.
No, yeah.
Awful. It's dirty.
It's true.
People are mean.
It's really... Their life is really better than ours. Except for like, I think they're like pretty bad to like the women and stuff.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be an Amish woman.
No.
So I understand why they want to run away.
It's just they're from a simpler time. And I think they worry about less. They're just more concerned with the harvest and stuff. I love the harvest. overrated or underrated? KFC.
Over.
Why is that?
I don't really...
Okay, you need to have an opinion.
I don't go to KFC. That's
okay.
My opinion.
So, okay, I guess that's why I think it's overrated. Bill Nye the Science Guy. Overrated, underrated?
Rated just right. Everyone loves him.
Everyone loves him, but you think it's justified?
Yes.
I don't think he's a little overrated.
I don't know.
He's
just cute.
The style of, like, his show where it was just like loud noises, silly voice. Ah, I'm Bill Nye. Now the camera's really zoomed in on my face.
Oh, well, you didn't ask me my opinion on the show.
Well, that's like his thing. So he's just Bill Nye. The show is Bill Nye the Science Guy. And that's when he's in the character of Bill Nye the Science Guy, which is like, I do wacky things. For those of you at home, I'm flailing my arms around as I speak. I forget it's not a TV show sometimes. But I don't know.
You live for the camera.
I like Bill Nye. A little overrated. Okay, two more. Lobsters, over or underrated?
Under? Lobster's great.
It can be as a food or as an animal.
Under both.
Underrated as a food?
It's like one. I feel like it's might be overrated as a food, underrated as an animal.
It's probably overrated as a food. As someone who, you know, I love lobster.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's like, you know, why is it like this coveted, like, oh, like lobster, like,
it's
like
fine.
Oh man, they serve us lobster. Like, it's, because it's really easy to cook. You just throw it in the water, hit it with some butter.
You know, I have to leave the kitchen when they cook the lobster.
Because you hate when they scream.
Yeah.
So we actually, because we started, I forget, how did we cook? we started grilling our lobsters instead of steaming them because it like caramelized on them. Oh, it's really good.
Yeah, you're a grill master.
But so. You know me. So instead of throwing them in the pot and hearing them scream, we would like kill
the coals.
We'd kill them before doing that because you have to cut them open, like spatchcock them. So to kill them, lobster is the biggest thing I've ever killed because I've never really killed like a big animal. But so you take the knife and you insert it right between their eyes on their skull and you press all the way through and crack through. And it's actually the most humane way to kill them because it goes right through the brain dead instantly. But then you have to slice through like the top of the head and like split that apart between the eyes and it's looking at you like, ugh. So yeah, biggest thing I've ever killed.
I really wish everyone could just see you right now. You look ridiculous explaining this.
I did a great job explaining that. And honestly, it's kind of satisfying. Does that make me a psychopath? Maybe, but it's delicious. So I'm not going to apologize. Last one, overrated, underrated, Oprah.
Over.
I agree.
She just gives people...
Why is she the wealthiest woman like in the world?
Why is she the standard by which everyone is like, Oprah uses this, and they're like, oh my God, why?
Well, you gotta respect that she's branded herself as that.
Yeah.
Like, she's done very well.
I can't
argue. I respect Oprah.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't get the hype.
No.
I don't get why people have bought into her narrative that she is this holier than thou.
She's earned my respect, but not my, like, adoration.
Yeah. I think that's a great way to put it. Oprah overrated, but softly. Okay. Back to the music. Thanks for listening. Charlie mixing it up with some kind of funkier stuff from D'Angelo. Usually we stick with like alt indie emo nonsense here, but you know, we're spicing it up. Who knows what's next? You don't know what to expect. I'm probably gonna keep playing alt indie emo stuff though, so you know what to expect from me. All reliable. Miss you, Owen.
Someone's gotta represent him.
Stay tuned.
No more funny stuff. You've been out of line. Look who's made a mess. Give it up this time. The best time.
defend how good it is to define when you call it a day before you've given it any of your time. A crossroad is better than a crossfire. Better than a crossfire. Fall in love, ah! You fall in love, oh, you fall in love, oh, you fall in love, oh. How can I begin if it's shorter than down? When you want my love, but you don't wanna give any of yours, oh, oh, oh. A crossroad.
Michigan. met a bike that he didn't want to ride. And I never met a Toby that I didn't like. Scotty liked all of the books that I recommended. Even if he didn't, I wouldn't be offended.
Take a look outside and see the pretty girls walk by, but I can't make myself say hi because I'm scared. It's cause I spend all this time all locked up inside. It's the only place I know how to bear. Cause you can go out and meet awesome girl you can't defeat, and you think that she must be the one. Until you're walking down the aisle and she takes away your smile. Boy, you wish you hadn't dialed before you rung. Oh, you should stay in your home, in your home, in your home. Yeah, you should stay in your home, in your home, in your home. Well, they talk of your past, yeah, they said it wouldn't last, but now they're running pretty fast back on their word. Cause it was gone for a while, but it's coming back in style. Better run back where you're from and join the mess. Yeah, we'll just stay in our homes, in our homes, in our homes. Yeah, we'll just stay in our homes, in our homes, in our homes.
I see the future in this. delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's free to walk. Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
God willing, then I'll be easier to digest.
All right, we're just winding down here. Sorry, we've been off the mics for a little while, just letting you hear some tunes. After we last spoke, I think we just played the D'Angelo song. So you heard Spooky Ghost Boy with their new song, Nearly Gone, followed by Napalm, who I guess is actually the singer from Hiatus Coyote, with Crossfire. Kimia Dawson with an older song, Tire Swing, which is apparently on the soundtrack for Juno. I didn't know that, but the blog here showed me that. Dave Rubeck with Unsquare Dance, which I was unsuccessfully trying to identify. The 7-8 times signature should have given it away, but
should be ashamed.
I'm really disappointed in myself. The Dodos with Horny.